Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 to verse 33 is usually a passage that we use at weddings.
以弗所书第五章二十二到三十三节，那一般上我们都是用这段经文在婚礼里面来勉励。
Our perception is that it is a passage primarily for husbands and wives.
而我们这个就是观点看见是这是一篇用来帮助夫妻的一篇篇章。
But when God gave us this passage, the Lord tells us in verse 32 that actually He was referring to Christ and the church.
当神把这一段经文赐给我们的时候，那他在32节向我们显明，那他的用意就像这里32节所说的，他是指着基督和教会说的。
In other words, out of all the human relationships that we have on earth, God chose the relationship of husband and wife to illustrate Christ's relationship with the church.
那换句话说，在这地面上的各样的人与人之间的关系，那主他选择的夫妻的关系，用这夫妻的关系来刻画神与基督与教会的关系。
God has always have a very, very high regard for marriage.
神时刻都就是把的婚姻看得非常重要的。
Marriage was ordained by God, not by man, not by the church, not by society.
婚姻是神所设立的，那不是人，不是教会，不是社会所设立的。
God says, because of the hardness of man's heart, He also gave us divorce.
那神告诉我们说，因着人的心硬，那他也就容许有离婚的事。
Marriage is the only relationship on earth that God says only till death will you ever part.
婚姻那是在地面上唯一的一个关系，那神说是终身直到终身，就是直到死为止才分开。
When men ask for a divorce, it is basically asking for an early death to the relationship.
当人要求要来离婚，那基本上就是要求要提早的来死，以至于能够结束这样的一个关系。
Divorce is more than just the cancellation of a legal contract.
离婚不仅仅是消除这样的一个婚姻的这个誓约。
It is the death of a relationship between a man and a woman.Who used to be one flesh.
那这离婚是就是一男一女原本是一体的生命，那就是这样的这样的一个关系死亡了。
A Christian understanding of marriage will help us have a better understanding between Christ and the church.
那基督徒的对婚姻的认识，那能够帮助我们更好的来认识基督跟教会的关系。
And with a proper biblical understanding of our relationship with Christ as a church, we can also have a better relationship with one another.
我们如果能够有更好、更清楚的来认识，就是。夫妻的之间的关系，我们就能够更好的来认识基督跟教会的关系。
The church here refers to born again believers.
教会在这里是指着那些已经重生得救的信徒。
So everyone who has been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are part of God's church.
那每一个已经蒙耶稣基督宝血买赎的人，那你就是在这个教会的一份子。
And God wants us to have a proper relationship with one another as His church.
那神愿意我们 都能够有那正确的这样的一个关系，那就是这叫有这样一个教会跟神正确的关系。
You may say, but I don't care and I don't want to have a better relationship with the person seated next to me.
那你大可以说啊，我不要有，那就是更好的关系跟那坐在我身旁的另外一个人的关系更好。
When you do not have any sincere care for one another, check your salvation.
当你不再是有那样的一个真诚的爱护就是彼此的爱护的时候，那你必须来查验你的救恩。
Because God says here that we are members of Christ's body.
因为在这里神说我们是基督身上的肢体。
I'm sure you know what a body is.
那我深信你知道什么是身体。
The only part of a body that does not care about the rest of the body is a part that has been cut off.
那身上的某一个部位不再是去理会身上其他部位的，那唯有是那个已经被就是切除的部位。
But as long as every part of our body is attached to the body, every part,The body cares.
那只要我们的身上的各肢体仍然是联系在身体上，那这每一个部位都是受到关照的。
You don't believe?
你不相信吗？
Take a needle, give your small little finger a prick.
拿一根针就是。来刺你的最小的一根指头。
The whole body feels the pain.
那全身就会感到疼痛。
The other parts of the body that can help will immediately come and help and stop the bleeding, right?
那其他身体的部位若是能够来帮助的，那都会来帮助那被刺伤的部位来让它来止血。
If I prick my small finger, do I tell my small finger, stop the bleeding yourself?
那当我刺伤了我的小指头，那我是不是告诉我的小指头说，哎，你自己让自己止血吧？
The small finger cannot.
那小指头不能够这么做。
They need the help of the hand.
需要手来帮助他。
If they want to press it against the tissue, the hand has to cooperate.
那他若要就是来在这就是卫生的那个纸巾上来有一个压力，那他就这个手就必须压在这纸巾上。
Or the other hand will have to come and help.
又或者另外一只手就来协助。
Not the toes, the hand.
不是脚趾头，而是手。
But if this has been cut off.
若这指头已经被切除了。
You prick it.
你用针刺它。
It's on the table.
它在桌上。
I don't feel any pain.
我不感觉到疼痛。
I do not care.
我就不理会。
It's no longer part of my body.
它已经不是我身体的一部分了。
That is why Jesus wants us to understand. We are members of Christ's body.
这就是主耶稣要我们来明白的，我们是基督身上的肢体。
So what do we do as members of Christ's body?
而我们身为基督身上的肢体，我们当做什么呢？
The first thing we do based upon this passage in verse 29 is that Christ will nourish the body.
我们首先当做的，那基于这段经文的第29节，就是说，那基督他是来保养身子。
For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜。
Unless the man is sick in the head.
那除非那人脑筋有问题。
He will never hurt his own body.
他是绝对不会来伤害自己的身体的。
He will take care of his body and he will nourish it.
他会来照顾他的身体，他会来保养。
To nourish it means to feed it, take care of it until it continues to grow strong and into maturity.
那保养的意思就是来照顾他，来喂养他直到他就是能够就是刚强能够继续的来成长。
This was what we did to our own body.
这是我们对待自己身子的方式。
This is what we see many people continue to do with their own bodies.
那这也是我们看到许多人就是这样的来对待自己的身子。
You see many of these young teenagers, they try to eat well, they exercise well, they take care of their own body because they grow up They want to grow up to be a strong, healthy adult.
那我们看到那许多的年轻人他们就是吃得好，那他们也好好的来运动，他们所期盼的就是他们能够刚强的来成长，好叫他们能够有健康的身体。
Not only do they nourish it to help it grow strong and into maturity, they do so with cherish.
他们不单是要来这样的来保养喂养，那他们要来让身体来成长，那他们也得顾惜。
To cherish is to care for the body lovingly.
那顾惜的意思就是以爱心来照顾。
So when the body is hurt, when the body is sick, they want to get it healed.
那因此当身子被伤害，身子有病痛，他就会要来让他得医治。
They see the doctor.
他们就去就是寻求医治。
When the body is injured, they rest it until it heals.
当身子疲惫的时候，他们就是来休息让他能够修复。
That's why God used these two verbs, nourish and cherish.To help us understand how Christ relates to the church.
那因此神使用这两个动词保养和顾惜，那让我们来明白那神是基督是怎样来帮助教会。
And so the last part of verse 29, even as the Lord the church.
那因此在29节最后的部分就是说正像基督带教会一样。
So the first thing we notice concerning nourishing and cherishing is, where is the place that we go to find nourishment and to find cherish?
那因此我们首先看到的关于保养跟顾惜的这一方面这件事情呢，那就是去哪里来得到来寻找到保养和顾惜。
For the physical body, we go to supermarket.
那为着这肉身的需要，那我们就去超级市场。
We go to shops that will sell us the right vitamins.
我们就去那些售卖那正确的维生素的这些商店。
In the supermarket, we buy the right food.
在超级市场，我们就买那正确的食物。
We don't buy anything. You just make sure that we buy the right kind of meat, right kind of vegetable, right kind of drink and food to make sure that we grow strong and healthy.
我们去超级市场，我们不是什么都买，我们就是确保说我们买那正确的肉、正确的蔬菜、正确的这些饮料、食物，那买到这些来确保说这些能够帮助我们的身体来正确的来成长。
So where do we go to find such a supermarket to feed our soul?
我们要去哪里能够找到这样的一个超级市场来喂养我们的灵命呢？
You know the answer, don't you?
你都知道那答案不是吗？
The spiritual supermarket is the church.
那属灵的超市就是 教会。
That's why church life is so important to the Christian.
那因此教会生活是对基督徒来说是如此的重要。
What will God use to nourish and strengthen us?
神会用什么来保养来使我们刚强呢？
That's why God described the Bible as the milk and meat to our hungry and thirsty soul.
那因此神在圣经里面用就是那奶与食物来形容神的话语来喂养我们那饥渴的灵命。
That is why the ministries of the church must always focus on God's word.
那因此教会的服事必须专注于神话语的传讲教导。
All the ministries in the church must focus on God's word.
那在教会你的各样的服事都必须专注于神的话语。
The most important place to focus on God's word is the pulpit.
那在这神话语最的传讲教导最重要的就是在这就是讲台上。
Because from the pulpit at every morning worship service, the entire church is reached by one sermon.
那因为接着这讲台，那每一个主日的早晨，那这个所传讲的信息就能够达至每一个人。
From the pulpit, either it can bring a great blessing, or it can bring a very great curse.
那从这讲台它要不是带来那极大的祝福，就是带来极大的咒诅。
That's why it is very important to have God-fearing leaders.
那因此非常重要的是有那敬畏神的领袖。
They are the ones who decide who comes to the pulpit to minister God's word to all of you.
他们是那决定谁当来到这讲台上来就是向来传讲为会众来传讲神的话语。
You get the wrong pastor, the wrong leader,You die spiritually.
你若请到那错误的牧师、错误的领袖，那你就会在属灵上就是丧失生命。
That's why we seldom invite outside speakers.
那这也就是为什么我们很少就是邀请外来的讲。
Because in these last days, they are very, very hard. It is very hard to find.Faithful speakers.
因为在这末日的时候，我们要找到忠心的这些讲员是非常困难的。
Some of them can speak, but their lives are not faithful.
当中有一些他们能言善道，但是他们的生活却不是忠于神的。
They will hurt rather than help you.
他们只能够伤害不能够帮助你。
Do you know that during the period of our controversy defending the perfect Bible?
你知道吗？当我们就是在为着神的话语圣经来争辩的时候。
Do you know that at the Board of Elders meeting, Dr. To as a senior pastor demanded that he speaks to the Mandarin congregation?
你知道吗？在这长老理事会里面，那杜祥和牧师他就是吩咐说这能够让他来到华文部的讲台来传讲神的话语。
The purpose was to share with you from a biblical perspective why we must believe in the perfect Bible.
那原因是要来从神的话语来看到说，那为什么你必须来相信说神的话语圣经是完全无误的。
The Mandarin speaking brother, pastor refused.
当时候那华文部的牧师他拒绝了。
He did not care about right and wrong or about the constitution.
他不理会到底是对是错，到底是不是根据就是教会的章程来行。
He fed lies from this pulpit, telling the congregation that the Bible has mistakes.
他就是 从这个讲台来就是用谎言来喂养到让会众让就是告诉会众说圣经是有错误的。
He refused to let the congregation hear the truth from senior pastor.
他拒绝让就是资深牧师来向会众来传讲从圣经来传讲神的话语。
And that resulted in the split in the congregation.
那就造成了就是会众就是这华语崇拜的分裂。
That's how important the pulpit is.
那这个就让我们看到说这讲台是何等的重要。
All the rest of the ministries are also important.
所有其他的这些服事事工都一样重要。
The word of God is the milk and meat to your thirsty and hungry soul.
那神的话语是我们那饥渴的灵的灵粮灵奶。
You drink the right milk, you eat the right meat, your relationship with God in Christ is stronger, it's strengthened.
你来吃那正确的灵粮，你来喝那正确的灵奶，那你的灵命就能够刚强茁壮。
You drink poison, you eat poison, your relationship with God dies.
那你若喝毒素，你若吃毒物，那你跟神的关系就死亡了。
Your fellowship with God is now distorted.
你跟神之间的交界就因着这样而歪曲了。
You believe that Jesus Christ is not born of the Virgin Mary?
你相信说耶稣基督不是童女玛利亚所生的吗？
You have no salvation.
你就没有救恩可言。
Any part of the gospel that is believed by you that is wrong, you have no salvation.
任何关于福音的任何一部分，若你是错误的来相信，那你就没有救恩可言。
In my previous church, we were taught that the Ten Commandments are to be thrown away.
那在我过去的那教会，那我们被教导说十条诫命是必须把它丢弃。
What do you think my Christian testimony, my Christian life was like?
你想我身为基督徒，我基督徒的见证生命就是显示的怎么样呢？
I don't care for keeping the Sabbath day holy.
我不理会要来守主日为圣。
So Sunday, I will go to shopping mall, I will go and play tennis, I will do all kinds of worldly things.
在主日我就是去购物市场我就去玩网球，那我会做各样各样的事情。
And my previous church now can worship on Saturday afternoon.
而我以前去的那教会，现在他们就是在星期六也能够去敬拜。
And so many of them will come for worship on Saturday afternoon, so that Sunday they can do whatever they want.
那因此很多人就在星期六的下午就来敬拜好叫他们星期好叫他们主日的时候能够为所欲为。
That's why God says, I want to nourish and cherish you, and the place to go to is the church.
那因此神说我要来保养顾惜你，那该去的地方就是教会。
Is that not a very good reason why the devil attacks churches?
那岂不是为什么这魔鬼他要攻击教会吗？
Can you imagine where all the churches are bad?
你想想看，若所有的教会都是恶的。
Where do you go to study God's word?
你要去哪里来研读神的话语？
Where do you go for Christian fellowship?
你要去哪里来参加基督徒的团契呢？
Well, you say, I can go to the internet.
你说哎呀我可以上网上互联网。
You know how to discern from the internet what is good and bad for you?
你在互联网上你能够来分辨什么是好是坏的吗？
I can study God's word myself.
我可以自己来研读神的话语。
Did God give you the spiritual gift that will help you study God's word?
那神是不是给你那样的一个属灵的恩赐来帮助你来研读神的话语呢？
There's a reason why God in Ephesians 4 tells us that I gave to the church prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
这也就是为什么神在以弗所书的第四章说他赐给我们使徒、先知、传福音和牧师和教师。
That's why we have to make sure that the church is strong and fundamental and biblical.
因此我们需要确保教会是照着圣经的教导，是刚在圣经上的教导来刚强，是守住基要的真理。
And Christ says, I will cherish it, that means I will do so with patience, with compassion, and with love.
那神说，基督说我要保养顾惜，那就是我会耐心的、爱心的来照顾、来保护。
How will the Lord do it?
主是怎么做的呢？
The Lord will do it through one another.
那主是会借着我们个人。
When I serve with God's help, I help you build up your faith.
那当我借着神的帮助来服侍，那我就是来帮助你，来在这信仰的道路上来得到，就是建造。
When you labor and serve with God's help, I receive your service. I am now the building being built up by your service.
当你领受到 神的帮助来建造的时候，那我就领受到你的服事，那我就是那被建造的建筑，我领受你的服事。
That's why we need one another.
那这也就是我们为什么需要我们个人彼此这样子。
A lot of people are involved for the Sunday morning service preparation.
那在这主日的早晨 的这崇拜，那我们动用许多的人来，就是来预备。
A lot of work is put in for you to have your weekly.
那要让你能够每一周有着周刊，那也就是花了很多的心思。
Every Sunday we have teams of people managing the PA system.
那每一个主日我们都有一组人来操控音响。
You have all the ushers.
我们也有各个招待。
You have the pianist.
我们也有司琴，弹钢琴。
Once a month, your people prepare the Lord's Supper.
我们每个月都有一次有人来预备圣餐。
You have the people who will count the offering.
我们也有人数算奉献。
You have the people, so many involved in order for us to have one worship service in peace.
我们有这么多的人来参与，那好叫我们 能够有这样的一个堂聚会，安宁的来聚会。
And you just come in and sit down and that's it.
你只要进来坐下就可以了。
So many people serve so that people can come in, sit down and concentrate in worship.
那这么多的人来服侍，那好叫其他人能够进来坐下来， 一起的来参与敬拜。
And Sunday after Sunday, it's like that.
那每一个主日都是这样子。
And we all serve the Lord.
我们都服侍主。
And the Lord used so many of us to help all of us to be fed, that's to be nourished, and to be cherished.
那他使用这么多的人来帮助我们每一个人，那好叫我们能够 得到喂养，得到顾惜。
Why do we do that for one another?
我们为什么要对彼此这样子呢？
I could have stayed home.
我本可以就是留在家里。
I could have continued with my job as an architect.
我大可以继续就是专注于我就是建筑师的这职业。
God called us.
神他呼召我们。
And God also tells us the reason why we nourish is because we are all joined to Christ.
那神告诉我们，我们之所以能够得到 接着这个得到喂养啊，是因为我们都在基督里彼此的联系。
We all are very different. We all have different spiritual gifts. We all have different function, but we are all part of the same body.
而我们每个人都不一样，我们有不一样的恩赐，我们是在这身体不一样的部位啊，我们都能够联系成为一体。
We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Verse 30.
三十节告诉我们说，我们是他身上的肢体，就是他的骨，他的肉。
For this cause shall man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh.
为这缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. We are one flesh with Christ.
那这是极大的奥秘，但我是指着基督和教会说的。那我们跟基督是一体的。
Let me ask you two questions.
让我来问大家两道问题。
Or maybe three questions.
或是三道问题。
Number one.
第一。
Is the marriage between a non-Christian husband and a non-Christian wife equals one flesh?
那就是非信徒的这个先生跟非信徒的妻子的结合是不是一体的呢？
Second question.
第二个问题。
Is the marriage between one Christian and a non-Christian equals one flesh?
那这样就是一个基督徒跟一个非基督徒结婚这是不是一体的呢？
Third question.
第三个问题。
Is it only between a Christian husband and a Christian wife, then equals one flesh?
那是不是说唯有那就是基督徒的丈夫跟基督徒的妻子这样的一个结合才是一体的呢？
So we have to understand first to answer these three questions. What is the meaning of one flesh?
那我们要来回答这三道问题，我们首先就是要来明白什么是一体。
One flesh means one mind, one heart, one desire, one purpose, right?
一体就是一个心思，那一个渴望，它同有一个目标。
Unbelievers, they do not have one mind, one heart, one desire, one purpose.
那非信徒他们不会有那同一个心同一个心思同一个渴望同一个目标。
And believer wife or husband and the unbelieving spouse also do not have one flesh.
那信徒跟他非信徒的配偶的也不能够来成为一体。
Only a Christian husband and a Christian wife can have one flesh.
那唯有那基督徒的丈夫跟基督徒的妻子能够有那一体。
The phrase, the two shall be one flesh, where did it first appear in the Bible?
那这个词句二人成为一体，那在圣经什么地方首先出现呢？
The first time it appears in the Bible is Genesis chapter 2 between Adam and Eve when they had no sin.
那他这个词句第一次出现的时候是在创世纪的第二章这就是当亚当跟夏娃还没有犯罪之前。
After they fell into sin, the phrase, the two shall be one flesh never appeared again except here in Ephesians 5.
当他们落入罪中之后，那这样的一个词句就是二人成为一体就不再出现。那一直到在这里以弗所书第五章这里出现了。
The Christian husband and the Christian wife, they can have one flesh because both of them have the mind of Christ.
那我们知道说基督徒的丈夫跟基督徒的妻子能够是成为一体，因为他们在基督里都共有基督的心思。
Both of them have the same motive, the love of God.
他们两者都有同样的动机，就是爱神的爱。
Both of them have the same desire to please God in Christ.
两者都有同样的渴望，就是要来取悦与神，在基督里取悦。
Both of them have the same purpose. Both of them want to grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那两者啊、都有同样的个目标，那他们都就是愿意来在基督里啊、来。就是在保养故事当中来成长。
Both of them want to exalt and magnify the Lord Jesus Christ in their lives.
那两者都要在生命中来高举主耶稣基督。
Both of them want to obey the Bible.
两者都要来遵行神的遵行圣经。
Is that not the meaning of one flesh?
那岂不是这一体的意义吗？
And that's how the Lord wants us to see ourselves in relation to him.
那这也就是神要我们这样的来看待，那我们跟他之间的关系。
When a sinner receives Christ as Lord and as Savior, he is now brought into the family of God, the body of Christ, and we are now one flesh with Christ.
那当一个罪人啊，他相信接受耶稣基督的时候，那他就被纳入就是教会。那他就是成为教会的一部分啊、在基督里是一体。
Just like the Christian husband and the Christian wife, they have the mind of Christ, they have the love of God in them. All of God's children have the same.
那就像啊、这基督徒的丈夫跟妻子，他们就是有基督的心思，还有基督的爱在心中。那在神的儿女啊、都一样。是这样子。
Doesn't matter what your background is, what the color of your skin is, what your language and culture is, we have all been made by God in Christ into one flesh with the Lord Jesus Christ.
不论你的背景、你的肤色、你的言语，我们都是在就是耶稣基督里被造成，那我们在基督里就是成为一体。
Another way to look at it is this.
那从另外一个角度来看，就是如此。
We all are now very much like Christ.
我们每一个都很像基督。
We are all very much like God because Christ is God.
我们每一个都很像神啊，因为基督就是神。
Which it simply means this.
那就是简单的说，就是这个意思。
When God created Adam and Eve, God said, I will make them in God's image.
当神创造亚当和夏娃的时候，神说我要按照我神的形象，我的形象来造他们。
When man fell into sin, the image of God is not destroyed, the image of God is very badly marred.
当人落入罪中的时候，那神的形象在人里面不是完全被毁灭，而是被就是玷污了。
Once you become a Christian, the image of God is now restored.
当你成为基督徒的时候，那神的形象在你里面就是被修复了。
That's why we are now becoming more and more like Christ as we grow in maturity.
那因此，当我们在灵里面来成长，我们就是越来越像基督。
And the image of God in us will be 100% perfected when we are in glory.
那在我们里面那基督的形象，那是等到我们在荣耀里的时候，那他就是会百分百的完全。
Since you are one flesh with Christ, I am one flesh with Christ, we should now look after one another.
那既然你是在基督里是一体，我也是在基督里跟基督是一体，那我们就应当是彼此的来照应。
Just like every part of your body takes care of all the other parts of the body.
那就像你身体的每个部分是来就照顾身体其他的部位。
Even though all of us may have different function like the body.
那即使像我们就像身体一样，不同的部位有不同的功用。
The fingers cannot say I don't need the toes.
那手指头不能够说我不需要脚趾。
The eyes cannot say I don't need the ears.
那眼睛不能说我不需要耳朵。
The nose cannot say I don't need the mouth.
那鼻子不能说我不需要口。
We all may have different spiritual gifts. We all may have different function. But we all are part of the same body in Christ.
那我们当然可以是有不同的属灵恩赐，有不同的功用啊，但是我们都是这身体的一部分，在基督里我们是一体。
Christ is the head.
基督是头。
And every part will do what the head wants.
那身体的各部位就会照着头所愿意的来行。
And I pray and hope that as we begin the new year, our focus will be on the church, the body of Christ.
我是这样的祷告期盼说当我们进入这新的一年里面我们的专注点就是教会耶稣基督的身体。
God willing and hopefully throughout this year, we may have a more biblical understanding of our relationship with one another. Instead of hurting one another, let us begin by helping one another and truly care and love one another.
神若许可，我们在这新的一年里面，让我们能够对就是能够根据圣经来更多的来明白，那以至于我们能够在主里面来彼此的更认识，彼此的更就是扶持来长进。
And it is a good Lord's Day to start because we rededicate ourselves as we serve the Lord. Let us serve one another.
这也是一个很好的一个开始，因为我们在这里重新立志来服侍神，那让我们也重新立志来服侍彼此。
I pray that this will be your desire for one another, for Jesus' sake.
我的祷告是期盼说，这也会是你的渴望，那为着彼此也就是这样子来做，为着基督的缘故。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father,
我们满有恩典、满有慈爱的圣天父。
We thank and praise Thee for the privilege of service and life.
主，我们为着我们能够有服事、有生命，我们为着这样的一个特权感谢你。
We thank Thee, O God, for preserving Calvary Pandan BP Church.
我们感谢主，你继续的保守邦丹加列堂。
We acknowledge that it's only by Your grace and Your mercies that we are not destroyed.
我们承认这是单单是因着你的慈爱、你的怜悯，我们不致消灭。
May Thou be merciful to continue to defend and protect every Pandan against the attacks of the evil one, both from within and from without.
愿主来施恩怜悯，让我们是能够蒙主你的保护，免受那恶者那邪恶的势力来伤害。
We acknowledge, O Lord, that Thou art the one who has brought us together in this church.
主，我们承认是你是那位把我们带到带在一起在主你的教会里。
In Christ Jesus, Thou has made us part of Christ's body.
在耶稣基督里，你让我们的被建造成为基督身体的一部分。
And all believers are part of Christ's body.
所有的信徒都是基督身体的一部分。
For truly this is the work of God and not of man.
那这的确是神的工作，不是人能够做的。
Help us therefore as part of Christ's body to love one another, to care for one another, to help each other continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主帮助我们身为基督身体的一部分，让我们都能够来彼此的来扶持，彼此的来长进，让我们都能够在基督的知识和恩典上继续的来成长。
May Thy Holy Spirit convict our hearts.
求主的灵来就是让我们能够来看见。
May this year be truly a year of great blessing to all your children.
愿这新的一年能够成为真实的成为你儿女那蒙福的一年。
As we focus on the importance of church life, may our relationship be strengthened and deepened in the process.
愿我们继续的来专注于这教会的重要性的时候，让我们教会生活的重要性的时候，让我们都能够真的是继续在一体的来成长。
Forgive us, O Lord, of all our sins.
求主饶恕我们一切的罪污。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.